Okay, for just for Delphi. Delphi? Delphi? I don't know. So yeah, you guys may or may not know. It's like usually I'm drunk when I record. I've had a couple beers, but I'm still extremely coherent. Man, this anxiety shit though, it's just killing me the last couple days. A friend of my mom's passed away recently, and they like organized the estate sale, and she has all this like awesome furniture, like really good quality and good shape, etc. So we were like, hey, let's just do the like redo the whole house in 3 days and fucking move all this furniture. So I'm sitting here trying to like organize my clothes and clear out my dresser and my desk because they're both going away. And yeah, I'm really excited. I'm getting a new dresser. Mine is really short and long. What? Short and wide. Oh god, that's not a penis reference, but my dresser is short and wide. So yeah. The reason I don't post my rambles is exactly the reason that you mentioned. I listened back to them for like mostly security reasons to make sure I didn't reveal too much about myself on accident. But then I just think to myself, like, God, she just won't shut up. And then I get on tangents like this one that I'm about to take you guys on with me. Something I wanted to like ask people about, actually. Maybe I'll make a little backstage post and hear your thoughts, but I know this is extremely common for the large majority of people that like we don't like to hear our own voices, at least like, you know, through recordings. You listen to yourself back and you're like, who is this person? They sound nothing like me. But I've actually been getting like way more comfortable with that whole concept, and yeah, there's actually some, this group of, it's two guys who post YouTube videos, get your head together, Cece, two guys who post YouTube videos, their page is called, Good Mythical Morning, and they do some fun stuff, so if you're interested, like, you know, waste some more of your time and go check them out if you want, but they talked a lot about this on one of their episodes, about how the reason your voice sounds weird to you is because you're so used to hearing it, like, inside your own head. Does that make sense? Yeah, like how you, like, basically when you hear yourself back out loud versus a recording, you're hearing the way that your voice is muffled by your own head. I don't know if I'm explaining this properly, but I'm just gonna keep talking. So yeah, when you hear it back recorded, it sounds different than how you're just used to hearing it all the time. So something that I started unconsciously doing was I talk a little bit in a higher octave than like my normal speaking voice when I'm recording, because then I know when I listen to it back, it's going to sound more like me. And anyway, the point of this little ramble here is just to say that the first ramble fap I ever did, which was like a couple days ago, I listened to it back and it was fine. It was like, you know, I had like a neutral reaction to it, but then I listened to it back again and like I actually wanted to like masturbate to myself, and I was like, damn, like that sounded hot and really satisfying. I'm wondering, like, have you guys had similar experiences with this? Or are you the kind of person who just will never enjoy the sound of your own voice? I don't know. It made me feel like super, I don't know, like asexual, I guess, or maybe that's not the right term, but I don't know. I was like feeling myself, and, do you guys feel that? Do you guys have that feeling? Anyone? Anyone make me feel less alone? Yeah, so this, I'm sorry. I'm just, I'm all over the place, as I usually am. My brain does not function linearly in any sort of way. That's why I have a lot of trouble with, like, spatial reasoning and, like, normal people skills and shit. Because I confuse even myself. But, So we're rearranging like our whole basement, switching out couches, getting a new dresser, new chairs. What else? It just basically means I have to like go through my entire room and I don't have to. What I have to do that's necessary to do is clear out my dresser, clear out my desk, and clear out my entertainment center. So three pieces of furniture. Really, it shouldn't be that big a deal, but I tell myself, you know, in the deep depths of my mind that if I'm going to go through those three things, like, just do it all. So this is going to lead to me reorganizing my entire closet and essentially touching every single thing that I own at some point. I never can do anything, like, halfway. I either do it, like, the extremely lazy way, which means I don't do it at all, or I just do it all, and I do all the things and everything, and, my mom is a very ambitious person, just like me. I really admire her ambition, but sometimes it makes me really just want to punch her in the face. And that's what happened today. She decided, like, oh, let's move this giant couch by ourselves up these stairs around this weird half wall thing that we have at the top of our stairs. And let's put it in the garage so that when these people come on Wednesday to help us, that's one less thing they have to do. And yeah, it was all gung-ho. Let's try it. Like, we're both strong women. We can do this. We couldn't do it. We definitely couldn't do it, guys. I kid you not, we got the first, you know, maybe 15 minutes were fine. We got up the stairs just fine. Well, not fine. It wasn't easy by any means, but we did it. It was good. But once you get to the top of our basement stairs, there's this half wall. And so you can't, like, pull anything that's too long, like, straight through the stairs and into the hallway to get it out of the house. Like, you have to, like, yeah, you gotta pivot. You gotta pivot, y'all. But, like, also you have to kind of raise it up, like, vertically, and then move it around the wall again. I don't know. It's just very inconvenient. So we got to the top of the stairs, and I'm grunting like a fucking cow in heat. Like, literally, my vagina almost fell out. I was pulling so hard on this fucking couch. And I'm dying laughing. She's dying laughing. But also, I was thinking about I think it was Penny's. I think it was Penny for your top bods. Maybe it wasn't. Sorry if it wasn't. There's a great questionnaire that was like, do these physical tasks while you answer these questions. And the last question was something like, make the sound you think you'd make if you were like deadlifting 400 pounds. And that's exactly what I was thinking of, because all these sounds that were coming out of my mouth were just like disgustingly primal and ridiculous. And my mom and I were laughing hysterically while we're just fucking grunting trying to move this piece of furniture. So we get it stuck in the stairwell, like right at the top. So half of the couch is in the hallway, half of the couch is in the stairwell, and she's on the other end, so she can't get out of the stairwell because we can't get the couch out of the stairwell. I mean, it all worked out, it was fine, but I'm sitting there, like, basically standing on top of the, like, end of the couch that's in the hallway so that it doesn't, like, grand piano her down the stairs and fucking kill her, because that was, like, the thought in my head every second of this experience. I'm like, she's gonna get impaled by a couch, and oh my god, like, what will I do? So we actually ended up calling my brother to come help us, and he did. And yeah, that's that. What else was I gonna tell you about? I don't know, probably nothing important. That's what's been going on. This is gonna be my life for the next 2 days. But it's good. It's very much like a cathartic thing that's happening, you know, and it is spring, so this whole spring cleaning is probably necessary. It's bringing so much anxiety for me. I'm just overthinking every single step of it and having this feeling like if I'm gonna switch out my furniture, then I should just like redo my entire bedroom. And for anyone who's ever done that, you know, it's not just like a 24-hour bing bang boom kind of task. It's like, it's a lot of work. So yeah, I'm just enjoying my third beer now. Gonna put on some music and get back to it. If I don't head over to Reddit and get distracted again. You guys are all sirens, I swear to God. Like, you lure me in, you make me stay, you feed me all the cookies and all the treats and all the orgasms, and I love it so much, but I'm trying not to get distracted right now. So here's your rambles. I hope you enjoy it. I hope everyone's having a great night, morning, afternoon, whatever it is, wherever you are. Bye, guys.